Please be seated. And if there are other youngsters who would care to come and join us, come on down. That's perfectly all right. First thing I want you to do is I want you to look at John Edwards' candle that Nancy lit just a little bit ago. You see the flame at the very top of it? Now, we call that fire right there a flame. But I wouldn't want to go over there and stick my hand in it, would I? It'd burn my finger, right? Or if it were nighttime and all the lights were out, I could still see to get around if I took that and carried it with me because it also is light. It's a flame, but it's also heat, and it's also light. Well, today I'm going to be talking about something called the Trinity. That's a big fancy word for the way we know God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or as the one who created all things, the one who was God's love coming to us as one of us, and God with us all the time, like the air we breathe and need to live. It's three, but it's one, just like the flame. A long time ago, somebody came up with that idea that if you look at a flame, it tells you how we can believe that God is one, like the flame, but God is also three, the flame and the heat and the light. Now, I'm going to be talking a little bit more about this in the sermon, and when I do, if it gets a little confusing, just think about that flame and how it can be three things, even though there's just one flame there at the top of that candle. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for coming to us in different ways, in ways that we can accept your love, and in ways that we can show your love to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming down.